Hey family, how are you doing today? Well, simple statement. Is it better to obey God or man? I know of man Peter who took lashes on his back and still said, "I shall obey the Lord." I know of three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who said, "I will not worship man, I shall obey the Lord." So in that context, I want to read something in Titus chapter 3. It's New Testament. It says, "It's things that we should speak. Exhort, rebuke one another in authority, let no man despise you. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities, those over us, the powers, to obey the magistrates." And I want to put this part in, to be ready to obey every good work, not the evil works, but to be consistently prepared and ready to obey the good works that are laid before us. To speak evil of no man, to be not brawlers, to be gentle, showing all meekness unto all men, which means taking advantage and taking care of what's in front of you, not wasting it. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceiving, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and in envy, hateful and hating one of another. But after that the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared to us, not by the works of righteousness, not by the actions and deeds that we could perform in those good works, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which He shed upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, not our grace, His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things that we will consistently affirm among you, and that which we have believed in God, we might be careful to maintain a good work. These things are good and profitable unto men. We've all lived a life that wasn't 100% pleasing to God. There's a few out here in the world who have actually had the privilege of being raised by parents that taught them to honor the Father, taught them to honor people, to obey and perform good works, and that they walked their children into actually the grace of God. They walked them into the love of God, to where they could have that experience, that encounter with God, and grow into that. But not all of us did. So we often need refreshing. We need that regeneration, that washing of renewal in the Holy Ghost. How do we get there? How do we get from being people who like talking bad about others, who backbite, who murmur, dispute, complain, who choose a path that is normal and easy for us, only to create problems later on when people have conversations? Well, last night I read that if we was to walk in the Spirit, we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And here, the Word of the Lord says that we're saved by the washing of regeneration. It's through His mercy, but He saves us by the washing of regeneration and renewing in the Holy Spirit. What is renewing to me? Renewing means that I get to start fresh, that my day doesn't have the stain of yesterday on it. And if I will approach my day without the thoughts of what happened yesterday, that I would receive a regenerated work in my life, a good work that would be able to be performed by the mercies of God. And that I would notice that my life was being lived just if I had never sinned by His grace. So I want to pray about that today. A lot of us, we need renewing. We need to be reinvigorated. We need to be re-strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. So Father, I ask You to come right now in Jesus' name, to come into our rooms, to come into the houses that You have built upon this earth, that is each and every living human being, that You would cause us to become the tabernacles of David, that You would come in right now with Your mercies, and that You would renew us by the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank You, Father, for washing us in Your mercies, and that our bodies are being restored, renewed, and regenerated right now, that our spirits are regenerated by Your mercies, and that we are invigorated with more power and strength and energy to go about doing good and destroying the works of the devil, Father. Lord Jesus, come into the room right now. Bless Your people. Go, Holy Spirit, and bring a new life. Bring a quickening to Your people now. in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for stirring in the bellies of your people, giving us words and insight and revelation and wisdom upon the path that is ahead of us, that we would be well able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Father, I thank you that you have caused us and equipped us to be more than conquerors in all things through Christ who loves us. Father, I thank you that you are fully persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor principality, nor power, no might, no demon, no angel, no thing of the future, no thing of the past, nor thing present will ever separate us from your love that is found in Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, you are amazing, and you have requested of the Father that he would share the same love with us that he shares with you, and that he would share the same glory with us that he shares with you. And I thank you that you equipped us with that love and that glory now, that we would walk into your presence and into this day carrying you for who you are, the light of the world. Lord Jesus, I thank you for boldness upon your people now, that we would go out equipped with the gospel and declare the works of the Lord, and to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and to cast out devils. And family, this is what we need to go about saying today. Say this with me. I heal the sick. The sick don't stay sick around me. I raise the dead. The dead don't stay dead around me. And I cast out devils. Devils run from me. This is my promise from the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, equipped upon us by the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, that we heal the sick, that we raise the dead, we cast out devils, and we mend the brokenhearted. We receive our blessing from you, Father, right now. And so remember, family, that in Jesus' name, if you will receive your blessing, you will be a blessing, and the world can't stop you. I love you. Have a blessed day.